The situation at this point is due to the very sudden decision to pull out the U.S. troops at the border region between Syria and Turkey, where there previously had been some 80 to 100 special forces of the U.S. military stationed, has got to such a degree that a humanitarian crisis is being unfolding right now.
What evidence do you have that a humanitarian crisis is playing out there?
There have been multiple reports that ISIS fighters who previously had been detained in camps of the Syrian Democratic Forces have escaped, and more tragically so, international NGOs had to pull back from the region, which effectively means that there aren't any civil organizations that can, any humanitarian relief organizations that can cope with the current crisis. And to my understanding, as of time speaking, more and more international NGOs and humanitarian relief organizations have to pull out from the region.
So clearly, as you say, if a humanitarian disaster is taking place, who's there to help the people that need it?
A non-official Kurdish Red Crescent, which is something similar to the ICRC, but is not recognized as such, is trying to counter the crisis that is unfolding there. That's one thing. And the second thing that the second figures that have struck me are 70,000 child refugees, as to the reporting of the UNICEF. And these figures are figures that we received on Monday.
What does the SDF feel about the pullout of U.S. troops?
General Mazlum of the SDF, he had a quite shocking statement for the foreign policy where I cannot recall the exact words, but were something in line with we had to choose between a genocide and of my people and a pullout, and therefore a agreement with the Assad regime had to be struck.
Okay. Is there anything you want to add that I haven't asked you about that you think is important at this moment?
The international community obviously has to act immediately. It's been the second time that the United Nations Security Council wanted to or is conveying a urgency meeting on this. And right now, the only realistic option that would sort of prevent a humanitarian crisis in the region, and with that, a new chapter in the Syrian civil war, is a no-fly zone over northern Syria. A no-fly zone over northern Syria is currently the only mechanism that could prevent the Turkish military incursion. Anything else would mean more casualties and more dead civilians.
Etham Kaban is a doctoral candidate at the American University Washington College of Law. J.J. Green, WTOP News.